Vimukta-dhariṣṭhā-sudha-saṅgha-bandhaḥ Translation, the previous verse was known as Mahabharata. I attain perfection by becoming completely detached from material activities through direct experience, and through indirect experience I receive understanding from the Vedas. I was fully engaged in the service of the Lord, but due to my misfortune, I became very affectionate to a small deer, so much so that I neglected my spiritual duties. Due to my deep affection for the deer, in my next life I had to accept body of a deer. Herefore, the incident herein described is very significant. In a previous verse, it is stated, Vinamaha, Pada Raja Visheka, one cannot attain perfection without smearing the dust from the lotus feet of an exalted devotee on his head. If one always follows the orders of the spiritual master, there is no question of falling down. As soon as the foolish disciple tries to overtake a spiritual master and becomes ambitious to occupy his post, he immediately falls down. Yasya prasada, Bhagavat prasada, Yasya prasada, Gopi, if the spiritual master is considered an ordinary man, disciple surely loses his chance to advance further. Despite a very rigid life in devotional service, Bhara Maharaj did not consult a spiritual master when being overly attached to a deer. Consequently, he became strongly attached to the deer and forgetting the spiritual routine, he fell down. My dear heroic king, due to my past sincere service to the Lord, I could remember everything in my past life, even while in the body of the deer. Because I was aware of the fall down in my past life, I always kept myself separate from the association of ordinary men. Being afraid of the bad materialistic association, I wander alone, unnoticed by others. Report Bhagavad Gita is said, Svalpam Apyasya Dharmasya. It is certainly a great fall down to go from human life to animal life, but in the case of Maharaj or any devotee, devotional service to the Lord never goes in vain. At the time of death, by nature's law, the mind is absorbed in a certain type of thinking. This may lead one to animal life, yet for a devotee there is no loss. Even though Bhaya Maharaj sees the body of a deer, he didn't forget his position. Consequently, the body of a deer, he was very careful to remember the cause of his fall down. As a result, he was given a chance to be born in the family of very pure brahmanas. Thus, his service to the Lord never went in vain. Simply by associating with exalted devotees, anyone can attain perfection of knowledge, and with the sword of knowledge, cut to pieces the illusory associations within this material world. Through the association of devotees, one can engage in the service of the Lord by hearing and chanting. Thus, one can revive his dormant Krishna consciousness, and sticking to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, return home back to God as he was in his life. Our parts become liberated from material bodies when we give up the association of worldly people and accept the association of devotees. Positive and negative processes are mentioned in this regard. Through the association of devotees, one develops Krishna consciousness, which is dharma within. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving this chance to everyone. We are giving shelter to everyone who is serious about progressing in Krishna consciousness. We arrange for their lodging and board so they can peacefully cultivate Krishna consciousness and return home back to God. Life. I'll send the Bhaktivedanta purports of this Gandalf 12 chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Conversation with the Maharaj for Hugana and Jat Maharaj. So, in the previous verses, Bharat had mentioned the fact that, Jat Bharat mentioned the fact that one had to get mercy in spite of doing all these other activities, such as following the Vedas or austerities or ashram rules, etc. So this is again emphasized here, and he gives his own example. He was a great king, he retired as a vanaprastha, and of course he must have got association as a king so that he could advance in devotion after the stage of Bhava. Nevertheless, he made a mistake and he forgot the Supreme Lord and became a deer. But the Lord made arrangement that he never forgot his devotional activities, even as a deer. And again, when he became Jat Bharat, he again had that remembrance of his previous devotional activities. And then, of course, in his present life, he began to internally serve the Supreme Lord while rejecting all external association. Now, of course, we can understand that in his present life, he doesn't have much devotional association because actually he rejected all association completely. Nevertheless, he's glorifying the association of devotees. So it must be understood that in the previous life, as Bharat Maharaj, he had that realization. Obviously, as a deer, he couldn't get much association also. But as Bharat Maharaj, he'd already come to that realization of the value of association and mercy of devotees. And therefore, as Jat Bharat, he's making this statement also, that one has to get that association. So it is through the devotee that one gets knowledge, and by that knowledge one can cut the sword of ignorance and false association and attraction to the material world. So in other words, one can destroy ignorance completely. So this of course refers to several types of knowledge. One of course is the knowledge that you're not the body, which Jat Bharat talked to King Rahuvena. So that is the knowledge which will cut the ignorance of material bondage. The other knowledge, of course, is knowledge of the Supreme Lord and knowledge of devotion, which is even more important. So this also, of course, cuts ignorance away. But more important than that, it enables one to approach and serve the Supreme Lord. So therefore, that is mentioned here in verse 16, where Jat Bharat mentions that one gets knowledge through devotees and cuts through association, but one also engages in the service of the Lord by hearing and chanting. And in this way, one advances on the path, proper path. So in spite of the fact that Jat Bharat was setting an example in one sense of externally of extreme indifference to the material world and renunciation, his teachings show not that he's a jnani or a yogi, rather he's a great devotee of the Lord. And his teaching is simply to take the mercy of devotees so that one can engage in the service of the Supreme Lord. We should not mistake his example and think he's setting an example of detachment and vairagya, etc. he's actually stating that one has to become a devotee of the Supreme Lord. And he directly mentions the processes of hearing topics about the Lord, hearing the pastimes of the Lord, etc. So in this way, by this hearing process arising from the association of devotees, that is, one gets not only knowledge of not the body, but one also gets knowledge of the Supreme Lord, His form, His qualities, activities, and the process of bhakti. And by that process, one is able to gain perfection. So the perfection gained by bhakti is not liberation or material assets, but prema, perfect service to the Supreme Lord. That is the actual result of bhakti or devotion. So therefore, Jagvara actually is finally preaching the process of devotion. He's a great devotee of the Supreme Lord. So in spite of the fact that he made a mistake and he remembered a deer instead of the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord did not take that as an offense. But certainly it was a mistake. And in one sense, yes, it was an offense, because if one neglects the Lord's worship for a deer, then it seems to be offensive. But the Lord did not do that. Rather, he made proper arrangements for Jagvara to advance. And his life at Jagvara was, the conduct he observed there was for that purpose, to attain perfection and nothing else. So this illustrates the fact that the Lord was very merciful to him. In the case of a gyani or a yogi who falls, one will not expect the same mercy from the Supreme Lord. If a devotee falls from his position, still, the Lord accepts that devotee. As stated in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, so the devotee is still accepted by the Supreme Lord, and the Lord gives all assistance to that person. If the gyani and yogi deviate from their position, they do not get the same type of mercy. Of course, in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the yogi, the Vrashta yogi, gets born in a family and can continue the yoga process and that, whatever. But we cannot accept this, expect the same type of mercy as that given to the yogis. Why? Because the Lord says, I'm attracted to my devotee. So the Lord personally takes care of the devotees and their devotional progress. So in spite of their difficulties and their problems, etc., the Lord is ready to help them advance. And of course, the devotee has to accept that mercy and use it in a proper way. So Jagvara learned from his mistake, and therefore he attained perfection. Now it seems surprising that, in spite of the fact that he was so determined that he wanted no association with the material world, that he decided he would speak to King Rahugana, in spite of the fact that Rahugana was offensive to him, etc. So, what does this show? This shows that the devotee, in spite of the fact that he is interested in perfection and service to the Lord, he also shows compassion. He is also compassionate like the Lord, and therefore he decided to show compassion to King Rahugana. Though actually Rahugana did not deserve that such compassion, because he had offended Jagvara. Still, Jagvara was showing great compassion. So this is another aspect of the devotee. The devotee, the more advanced he is, the more compassionate he is, and the souls involved in the world. So, in this way, unexpectedly, in one sense, Jagvara showed mercy to King Rahugana. So this is an example of extraordinary mercy due to the nature of Jagvara himself as a devotee of the Lord.
Here is indirect experience I received understanding from the Vedas. Translation proper is mentioned. What does it mean, indirect experience? Direct experience as well as material detachment.
We read scriptures, I mean, we learn all things by that. We learn about the Supreme Lord, etc. That's not direct. It's not direct realization, so in that sense it's indirect. It's by hearing process.
Maharaj, it is also said that one never actually gives up the association of devotees. One never gives up the association of devotees in this stage of perfection.
No.
But how Jarbharat was able to continue with his devotional service? Because he is not at the level of prema. Because at that time, one's attachment to the Lord is unbroken.
What's the question?
Question is that how Jarbharat could continue his devotional service without any association?
The point is that he's an exceptional case because of exceptional circumstances. And by the mercy of the Lord, everything happens for him.
But can you say this is an exhibition of Bhakti Vatsala quality of the Lord? Bhakti Vatsala quality of the Lord?
Yeah. Well, one thing we can say is that it's not that he's avoiding association of devotees, but in his circumstances he never had any. He never met anybody who was devotees. His father was a Brahmin, but not a particular devotee of the Lord. And therefore he wasn't interested in following that procedure. And then he met some dacoits, etc. And that was that. And then he met Rahugana and those people. So. His main impetus was to avoid all material attachments, so for that purpose he acted as a very dumb, deaf person, and consequently, because of that, therefore, he didn't get association. So you can say his choice was, of doing that, limited his ability to get association. But on the other hand, from his past experience,